1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 24. The widow's son has died. The widow has lashed out at Elijah. Elijah has taken the boy to his room and cried out with earnest prayers to the Lord. And the Lord has come to this boy and raised him from the dead. And Elijah has gone back to the mother downstairs and given the boy back to the widow. Look, your son is alive. Now the woman had lashed out at Moses. It was wrong, it was understandable, it was natural, but it was quite wrong. But now the boy is standing there well again. And praise God, the woman has a different reaction now. She's open and honest. Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth." Of course, she's confessing that she should have known before, really. How about the flour not wasting? How about the daily return of oil? How about the daily bread that they were eating? In the time of famine and drought, they were still alive. Oh yes, she had all the evidences before. And she's weak in faith, but at least she makes this confession now. Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know. I'm convinced, I feel it. I am persuaded that you are a man of God, and that what you speak is the word of the Lord, and it is the truth of God." You see, this miracle wasn't for the boy. Well, it was, of course, because he had years given back to him. It wasn't for the widow. Well, of course, it was. I mean, she had her happiness restored. It wasn't for Elijah. Well, of course, it was, because he was given confirmation that he was a prophet, and it would nerve him to face Ahab and do all the things that are yet to be done. But in the end, it's not for the boy or the widow or Elijah. The truth is that God is vindicating Elijah as a prophet, as the man of God. And the miracle is not a trick or a scheme or a ploy or even a kindness in his own end. It is to confirm this man as the man of God. The word of the Lord is in his mouth. And so that he can speak the word of God with authority, with power, with grip, with clout, with effect, with life, with vigor. He's not a man here to waffle, or to lecture, or to bore people. He's here to preach the word of the Lord. And this miracle is to demonstrate that God is with him. God is also demonstrating that in the years of wrath, and it is a time of wrath, he still remembers mercy. That in the years of judgment, and it is a time of judgment, God is still showing kindness. The miracle shows hope in dark and difficult days. Life, even in the midst of death. Now, of course, this supremely for Elijah. Many prophets did not have this, but Elijah has it. Moses had this power at times, not in themselves, but when God wanted it. And the same with Elisha. The same will come with Christ and the apostles and so on. But in those times, yes. It's not the miracles that I want. I want this testimony for myself, brother and sister in Christ, and I want it for you. Don't you want to be a man of God, even the women among you, the believing women? We want to be men and women of God, don't we? Not prophets like Elijah. I don't want miracle working. No, no, no. But I want the word of the Lord within me, the word of the Lord through me, from my mouth. I try to speak. I try to write. I want to see power, effect, authority, grip, clout, effect through these words. I want the dead to live, spiritually speaking. I want dead sinners to come to Christ, regenerated, believing, repentant, trusting Christ. I want the saints to grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ. And how can that be but by the word of the Lord, the power of God through the preaching of the gospel. And when I say preaching, not just discourses in a pulpit, but in all conversations and efforts to make Christ known. Brother and sister, I encourage you in this way. May we indeed be men and women of God, not with wonder-working powers, but with the real power of the Holy Spirit within us, giving us authority even to speak the word of the Lord. Isaac Watts has captured something of this. Let me read his hymn to you. 'Twas by an order from the Lord, the ancient prophets spoke his word. His Spirit did their tongues inspire, and warmed their hearts with heavenly fire. The works and wonders which they wrought confirmed the messages they brought. The prophet's pen succeeds his breath to save the holy words from death. Great God, mine eyes with pleasure look on the dear volume of thy book. There my Redeemer's face I see, and read his name, who died for me. His kindest thoughts are here expressed, able to make us wise and blessed. The doctrines are divinely true, fit for reproof and comfort too. And then he gives this verse to close this hymn, at least in this version. Let the false raptures of the mind be lost and vanish in the wind. Here, in the word of God, you see, here, I can fix my hope secure. This is thy word, and must endure. May God use us, brother and sister, and raise up others to be men and women of God who will preach the word of God with the power of God, with the life of God, with the vigor of God, so that we can see other sinners saved and the saints edified and thereby God glorified. Amen.